KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy, windy, and 43 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high around 54. Winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping area news, a single vehicle accident Tuesday afternoon on I-80 near Walnut has claimed the life of a Nebraska woman. The Iowa State Patrol says 21-year-old Ireland Roxanne Ray Sears of La Vista, Nebraska, was driving a 2007 Hyundai Sonata westbound on I-80 just before 2 p.m. when she lost control of the car while passing another vehicle. Her vehicle entered the median and rolled over before coming to rest in the outside lane on the eastbound I-80. Sears, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected from her car during the crash. She was transported by LifeNet helicopter to the UNMC in Omaha, where she died. The accident remains under investigation. The Iowa State Patrol was assisted at the scene by the Iowa DOT, Walnut Fire and Rescue, and the Shelby County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County Tuesday arrested a 14-year-old female for assault on a health care provider. Her arrest took place following an incident at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. The unidentified teen was transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. Deputies of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office on Monday charged a Villisca man, 26-year-old Trey Perry, with several no-contact order violations and tampering with the witnesses. Witness authorities say that while incarcerated at the Fremont County Jail, Perry made contact by telephone with a protected party of a valid no-contact order seven times between October 8th and 9th. Perry was charged with seven counts of violation of a court order and one count of tampering with a witness. He remains held in the Fremont County Jail on $43,000 bond on his previous charge of arson in the second degree, robbery in the second degree, also criminal mischief in the second degree, theft in the second, domestic assault, and a probation violation. The Iowa Economic Development Authority, or IEDA, on Tuesday announced that $10 million in workforce housing tax credits are now available for qualified housing projects in 10 Iowa counties under the Presidential Disaster Declaration. The funding is part of the Empower Rural Iowa Act approved during the 2019 Iowa legislative session and is designed to encourage housing rehabilitation and development in communities that have lost housing or can demonstrate a housing need as a result of disaster. To be eligible for the program, projects must be in counties that received a Presidential Disaster Declaration on or after March 12th and where individuals are eligible for individual assistance through the FEMA. 10 counties met the criteria mentioned, included locally Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Pottawatomie, Shelby, and Woodbury. Eligible projects include single-family or multifamily new construction or rehab, as well as upper-story development. The project must be completed within 3 years from the dates it awarded credit. You can find out more by looking for the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports absentee voting is available for the November 5th city and school election. Voters may vote an absentee ballot in the Cass County Auditor's office during their regular business hours, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Monday through Friday, now through Monday, November 4th. Any eligible voter who so chooses may vote a ballot before November 5th called absentee ballot. The ballot may be applied for by mail or may be voted at the Cass County Auditor's office on any day the office is open, again through November the 4th. If voting at the Cass County Auditor's office, absentee voters may come to the courthouse during the regular office hours and sign up through the election day and cast a ballot. In addition to the regular office hours, the County Auditor's office will be open on Friday at 5 p.m. October 25th, Friday, November 1st, and Monday, November 4th. If voting by mail, a written request must be mailed or hand-delivered to the County Auditor's office. The ballot, along with instructions on how to complete the ballot, will be mailed to the requester. All ballots must be returned. For more information on the voting and/or registration process, including information on voting centers in Cass County, you can see the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In our funeral announcements, Dickie Dick Edward Colvin, age 73, of Oakland and formerly of Griswold, died Friday. Memorial services for Dick Colvin will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. 2.5-month-old Luca James Hodges, the son of Nick and Caitlin Hodges of Anita, died October 8th at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Luca Hodges will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Cam High School in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. James Jim Johnson, age 85, of Exira, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Memorial services for Jim Johnson will be held Friday at 10:30 at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Randall Randy Conrad, age 75, of Harlan, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for Randy Conrad will be Friday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Richard Nissen, age 83, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Sheldon. Funeral services for Richard Nissen will be Friday at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Frieda Boyk, age 89, of Texas, died September 29th. Memorial services for Frieda Boyk will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Raymond Booman, age 87, of Harlan, died October 6th. A mass of Christian burial for Raymond Booman will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Hugh Arthur Stroud Bars, age 9, the son of Ian and Buffy Roland Bars of Atlantic, died October 4th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Hugh Bars will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Atlantic Evangelical Free Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. David Crum, age 57, of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. A celebration of life memorial service for David Crum will be next Monday at 2 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. John Mulgard, age 81, of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. A celebration of life memorial service for John Mulgard will be held October 23rd at 10:30 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Kevin Namani, age 63, of Messina, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Kevin Namani are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Ray Sorensen, age 89, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Ray Sorensen of Fontenelle are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.